Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431, Ernest Financial, LLC.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Dozens killed, nearly 200 hurt in a stampede at the funeral procession for Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general killed in a U.S. airstrike last week. This is crowds continue to be huge.
With estimates of a million or more people filling the streets there, the mourning accompanied by angry rhetoric, including threats to set U.S. facilities on fire, chants of death to Israel, in a vote by Iran's parliament to officially designate the U.S. military a terrorist force after the targeted killing of the former leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. And another earthquake hits Puerto Rico this morning. The 6.5 magnitude quake knocking out power across the island, including at San Juan Airport. This follows the 5.7 magnitude tremor on Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
Hey, Bailey, I can make your paws clap. That's coming up after the weather at 6:05.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
I had a few rain droplets on my windshield this morning.
I didn't notice any, but I park in a garage.
Oh, well, there you go. And you'd have to call.
But I was grilling steak, and the deck was dry.
Right. Oh, and good, great steaks they were. But I digress. We'll talk about weather.
$3.73 a pound at Food Outlet Sterling.
You know, everything there is cost, but plus 10%.
That's true.
Clouds early, little front drifting through the area this morning, and a little breezy today, but lots of sun. High temperature up to around 60. Can't complain about that. Clear cold tonight. We're down to freezing by this time tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, sunshine. Nice day. Low to mid-60s. Thursday, good day. Dry. Upper 60s. Clouds increase. Risk of showers. Maybe a thunderstorm Friday night. We're in the low 70s on Friday. Then the severe weather risk day is Saturday. It looks like a potentially significant severe weather event. As it comes together, we're seeing more and more details I don't like. Showers and thunderstorms, including all modes of severe weather, and that includes tornadoes. So, you know, we're still 4 days out, and we don't want to, you know, you don't want to scare anybody. You just want to give everybody a heads up, and hopefully I'm doing that in the right way. Right now this morning, west winds at 10 miles per hour, partly cloudy skies. It's 53 at 6:07.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome to the show.
What day of the week is
Tuesday?
That's today?
Tuesday's good. How's Tuesday for you?
I heard that this show is, like, really good.
Is this a show? This show is supposed to be gleeful and bright!
This is your show.
Then you better get started.
When's this gonna air?
When does this air?
Right now.
Showtime.
So are we gleeful and bright this morning? Bailey is.
We're here! Yeah, Bailey's looking peppier than she was a couple hours ago.
It is so good to walk in the morning when we first make contact and she does the chicken dance for me.
Yeah.
That's always...
Every day that we can see that is a good day.
It's a good day. Coming up, we're going to announce our rocket scientist of the day, and this one will be... We won't be saluting somebody of great intelligence.
Oh.
In fact, it's one of the Jenners...
Uh-oh.
...who suffered through a staggering moment of hypocrisy yesterday. So we have that coming up. You'll have the timeline. A little bit later,
yep.
About an hour from now, we'll launch into Random Facts with Jay. That'll be followed by your $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. And yeah, that top sirloin, I picked that out of Food Outlet, $3.73 a pound.
So juicy.
And just to do the reconnaissance thing, I had to stop at one of the chain stores for something. So I went and took a look, $9.99 a pound. So when we say you can say big bucks at Food Outlet, we ain't kidding.
You know who else liked it besides Jay and I? Bailey had a couple of pieces.
Oh, yes, well, that's good. I hope it was not over-seasoned, Bailey. Where'd she go?
I don't know. Where is she?
She must have...
She's around here somewhere.
Also in Animal Stories today, a laughing chicken A chicken that laughs at its farmer's jokes. I kid you not. And then we had this moment of excitement yesterday. Every once in a while, they do these promotions. I think what they do is they buy an insurance policy, and they give people a chance to, like, when you play in a golf tournament, and if you get a hole in one, you win like $1 million. Mm-hmm. They buy an insurance policy, and of course, you have to have witnesses and all that stuff. They do at basketball games, if you can sink a shot from half court, and 27-year-old Evan Brooks did that at the Lakers game Sunday night, a shot at $100,000.
My brother is, man, if you make this shot, yada, yada, yada. And after the first quarter, I was like, all right, bro, from here on out, we're not talking about it. And if you can see in the film, I dropped, and my eyes got big, my mouth got wide, and I was just ready for it to go in. LeBron, if you see this, man, I just want you to, like, let me know that you saw it. I just want you, you know, just let me know you saw it.
Yeah, LeBron, you giant.
Rectum.
It is 10 minutes after 6. We got your local news and then the William Tell Wake Up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests in a Monday morning homicide. Montgomery police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found shot inside a car that had crashed in the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard yesterday morning. Police believe the shooting happened near the site of the accident. Department of Corrections officials arrest 4 people on drug charges during visitation at Elmore Correctional Facility. Authorities say the drugs were found during pat-downs and vehicle searches during the visitation period. All 4 are now being held in the Elmore County Jail. And a U.S. soldier who trained at Fort Rucker is among 3 people killed in an attack on a military base in Kenya. The family of Henry Mayfield Jr. of Hazelcrest, Illinois, confirmed his death. The 23-year-old held the rank of Army Specialist. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's 2-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Burn for Senate.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you want
want to appear younger? Like being 50 years old but looking like an infant?
Baby Yoda.
It's the first makeup line to make you green with pointy ears.
Baby Yoda.
While everyone less cute is green with envy.
The path to the dark side.
Because somehow an alien puppet is cuter than their actual children.
They got ugly babies.
Even Killjoys who hate Star Wars admit they like Baby Yoda.
Maybe he's born with it.
Maybe it's Mandalorian.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Sitting in for Greg this morning is Jay. Jay, take it away.
I don't know who the nominee is. I have no idea.
Pick someone.
I don't know. I really don't know what he had in mind for this.
Yeah. But we'll know in a moment.
Should we go check on him?
Maybe he's the rocket scientist of the day.
He's normally not this far behind.
No, I know. He's.
That's why I'm nervous. Should I go check on him?
Do you think he locked himself outside?
Well, his phone's in here, so we wouldn't know if he did or not.
That's a good point.
All right. Hey. Can you hold down the fort?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to talk about some stuff. We'll talk about this severe weather threat on Saturday, which is on my mind, and I don't want to overdo the threat, but I was looking back last year at the Wetumpka tornado, the EF2. That was back on January 19th. It was a Saturday, and we know the damage it did in Wetumpka. I looked back at that day. There was a slight risk of severe storms from the Storm Prediction Center. That's level 2. What is the level going to be for this Saturday? We don't know yet. In other words, we're too far out to see what the Storm Prediction Center is going to classify it. You know, we could be an enhanced situation. So I want to make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. Why? Because it knows where you are. You get it on your phone or tablet, and what it does is it will instantly alert you to a watch or warning for your location. Even an audio cue. You might hear my voice say, you are now under a tornado watch for your area, or a warning. So it's good to have. It's also the advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. You're able to see where the storms are now and where they're going to be. It's great to have, so get it on your phone or tablet now. And by the way, if you're out of town with this weather app, it knows where you are, and it's going to give you the weather, including the warnings for that particular area as well. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Meanwhile, we will be with you here at the Blue Water Weather Center during the day on Saturday. It's a little too early to give you a timeline on the possible severe weather Saturday. We think it'll be certainly... It could begin even in the morning hours, certainly by midday and into the afternoon and into the early evening, moving into southeast Alabama as well. So we're going to watch it for you. And meanwhile, that's your early look at the parameters for possible severe weather on Saturday. 6:17 now. 6:18.
So I'm at the back door pounding away like Fred Flintstone.
Oh, did he?
he wasn't there when I looked. When I went down.
No, I went to the front figuring maybe somebody will hear me out there, and now my fists are sore.
I suggested that. Do you think he locked himself
out? Did it occur to you that I might be dead?
You know,
I was worried.
That also occurred to me.
That you tripped, somehow slipped and fell.
Back into the sewer.
If you were dead, we would have to think of a rocket scientist of the day, and that would be really...
Well, I have one.
Okay.
And her name is Kylie Jenner.
Oh, what happened to Kylie?
Well, let's start with this. It was Ricky Gervais who said at the Golden Globes about celebrities being out of touch and needing help to keep their opinions to themselves. And Kylie Jenner proved his point yesterday, tweeted a message that her sister Kim had posted about the animals that are being lost in the fires in the Australian wilderness. and she captioned it, "This breaks my heart." 12 hours later, she posted a picture of her brand new $1,500 Louis Vuitton slippers made from mink fur. So we're worried about the animals that are dying in a fire in Australia, but we're carving them up so we can have warm feet.
Jeez, that is so hypocritical.
So she gets the rocket scientist today.
I concur.
You get my apologies. That's the first... How long has it been? It's been a long time since I locked myself out.
Yeah.
So it's the first time this decade.
Which door had you... Which door was your... Like, you didn't have the fob to get in from the back door. There's no way. If you don't have the fob, you can't get in the back door.
Thank you, Applied Security, who sponsored that.
Good endorsement for them. But the front door.
I got in the front, but the inside door, you still need the fob.
Oh, that's right.
You do. But you, I think you found that other thing.
There was a phone there, so I was able to call up. Didn't you see the request line ringing?
That it was not ringing when I had left the room.
No, I didn't. I was telling everybody about my thoughts on severe weather Saturday.
No, I walked downstairs, I heard noises in the kitchen, and I thought, surely he's not just hanging out in the kitchen, whatever.
Seriously?
I am serious.
All right.
And don't call me Shirley.
And it was Bubba and Tom. I was like, okay. So
well, that's great that we have two completely deaf people.
But I didn't hear any banging on the back door. So when I went to the back door, you weren't out there. And I thought, oh, God, what if he's fallen out of his car? He slipped.
A lot of things went through my mind.
So I walked down, and you weren't at your car. And then I thought, well, let me check the front. So then I walked through and got to the front, and that's when I ran into you. So.
Then, I'm sorry if I caused you a moment of angst.
Then as 2 minutes ticked on, I said, boy, now I'm really starting to worry.
Yeah, man, I ain't got much more soup to stretch.
No. The stretching wasn't a problem.
I have one word.
Sorry!
It was Kylie Jenner. That was the rocket. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she gets it for, well, what Ricky Gervais was talking about at the Golden Globes yesterday. Hypocrisy with a capital H. By the way, these popped up on an Amazon thing, indoor-outdoor slippers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they look fashionable, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Go great with
look
that
at
kind
you.
Of less than $20. They're warm, comfortable. So I think you'll be seeing a lot less of me in flip-flops until we get to the real heat of the summer. Just a suggestion. We are at 6:22. The timeline for the 7th day of January is coming up next. And I'm going to stay in the studio.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we have a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning coming through downtown Montgomery, but we don't have any issues on the interstates. It is a nice, quick merge at the 65-85 interchange downtown. Around town, we are still mostly light to moderate traffic on the Boulevard and on Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. The 31's inbound from Wetumpka, Troy, Prattville, all still fairly light traffic this morning. Use caution. Anything pops up we need to tell you about, we'll get it right on for you. Keep it right here. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will give you a minimum of $1,000 trade on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto the lot. Start the new year with a new car from Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Just got a text from Mrs. Ritterbuttle. Glad that Jay found you. I was freaked out there for a minute.
Yeah, I was a little worried. Like, it was okay, but then, like, when the William Tell finished... And you weren't up here, and then the rocket scientist started, and you still weren't up here.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking, and we're like, you think he's locked outside? And I looked on the board, and your phone was there, and I thought, oh.
You got to admit, sometimes I'll walk in a few seconds, cutting it very close. But if something starts and I'm not back, that means I'm either locked out or dead. Preferably the former.
Gosh almighty.
Timeline next at 6:23. It is nice outside if you're going to be locked out. It's very pleasant.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Let's get groovy and funky with the timeline for January 7th at 6:26 with your host, Rich Thomas.
On the seventh day of the year, there are 359 days remaining. On I'm not going to take it anymore day, I would like to add I'm mad as hell. It's National Bobblehead Day. We seem to be overstocked with bobbleheads here in the building. What happened again?
I don't know. I have no idea. Randall brought us a massive amount
it's
of
like
Rich Thomas bobbleheads.
One of those old...
Rich Thomas Shane Butler.
The boss is out of town, and we're going bobblehead crazy.
I don't know how he got him.
Push, pull, or drag your bobblehead.
Or how long he'd been holding on to them.
Right.
Or I have no idea, but man showed up. I thought these things were gone.
Do you want to someday... We'll do some bobblehead giveaways for fun.
We can do that.
Fun.
Got enough of them.
Okay. Yeah, Merry Christmas. It's Orthodox Christmas Day, especially in Russia, but in other countries too. Yes. Why would you say January 7th? Well, I'm glad you asked. The old Julian calendar, this is Christmas Day, before the Gregorian calendar was adopted by the Pope.
Gregorian.
What's wrong with the calendars we got?
Yeah.
306 years ago, in 1714, Henry Mill patented his new invention called the typewriter. Kids, this had a keyboard, and when you pressed a letter on the keyboard, a little hammer would come up and print that letter on a piece of paper.
Wow.
Now, you couldn't backspace. Well, you could, but you couldn't correct mistakes unless you... It was a little bit more complicated. Just read about it. Google typewriter.
For a time, you had to start over. Then whiteout came out, so you could correct the mistake, but you still see the whiteout. Then the self-correcting ribbon on the IBM Selectric was a revolution.
Yes, it was. Then I heard about what they used to call them. It was word processors was the first thing. It would save like a whole page. 1789, first U.S. presidential election. George Washington won the election. He was sworn into office on April 30th, 1789. On this date in 1894, one of the earliest motion picture experiments took place at the Edison Studios in West Orange, New Jersey. A comedian named Fred Ott was filmed sneezing. And for a while, the Hollywood was West Orange, New Jersey.
Yeah,
for a long time. 107 years ago, in 1913, William Burton received a patent for his method of manufacturing a magic moving potion we call gasoline. Standard Oil bought the method. The rest, as they say, is history. Number one on the charts on this date in 1947, Rudolph. He's got the red nose and he's a reindeer. 67 years ago in 53, President Truman announced that the U.S. had developed a hydrogen bomb. All right, this is, in other words, not the A-bomb, the hydrogen bomb. 53 years ago in 67, Charlie Pride became the first African-American to sing at the Grand Ole Opry. 1969, U.S. Congress doubles the presidential salary. Doubles it to, what did they double it to?
What year again?
1969. What is the president making?
To 200.
200,000, correct. Now, our song of the day. And all this week we're doing songs that were moving up the charts on this particular week in history. Let's start with 1971. Moving up the charts, Stephen Stills, background vocals with Graham Nash, David Crosby. So you got your first Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Top 10 this week. Love the one you're with.
If you're down and confused, talking to you. Concentration slip away, because your baby is so far away.
Love the one you're with. Well, that can be interesting too.
I'm afraid I'll just love Bailey.
Where's that girl? Love the dog you're with. 1980 on the stake, Pink Floyd released Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2 in the U.S. The single peaked at number one. 1990, the Leaning Tower of Pisa leaned some more. Closed to the public after leaning too far. They fixed it. It's back open. But they'll have to fix it every several years, right?
I thought, you know, they were just going to let it topple at whatever point it just went too far. I was kind of looking forward to that. Now they've sucked the joy out of it.
Some entrepreneur should come up with a Leaning Tower of Pizza and make a promotion out of it. I don't know. I need some work if it's just something off the top of my head there. 21 years ago in 99, Bill Clinton's impeachment trial begins in the Senate. He had already been impeached in the House. 2018, it snows in the Sahara Desert. 15 inches reported in Oshresh, northwest Algeria. Global warming. 2018. 2019, Amazon last year to overtakes Microsoft to become the world's most valuable listed company, worth $797 billion. Birthdays. Dustin Diamond. He's that Saved by the Bell kid that's been in trouble.
There's a Saved by the Bell story in the Cheap and Trashy today, too.
Oh!
I think.
He stabbed a guy in a bar. He went to jail for 4 months. Nicolas Cage, who is a very unusual person, is 56 today. Rand Paul in his hair is 57.
Oh, that's salute him.
Okay. Is that our celebrity salute today?
Rand Paul shampoo.
Kathy Valentine is 61. She's the go-go baseball.
I was about
player.
To ask who that is.
She's got the beat. Hey, she's got
the beat. From the Go-Go's. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, when you said she's a go-go, and I was singing, is this a 60s go-go girl reference, or what are you?
Yeah, a lot of big hits. Vacation.
Oh, yeah. No. I know the Go-Go's.
Yeah, I'm just...
Familiar.
Hey, we got the beat. Katie Couric, hey, is 63. Could have been Greg's wife at one time.
Well, I mean,
just that he jumped immediately to wife. He didn't even have like one date.
If the traffic hadn't been so bad in Miami, that date might have happened, and
who knows?
She would have probably
just like he's like.
Succumbed wife. To my charms at that point.
B-S. Let's talk about Miami. CSI Miami. David Caruso is 64 today. Kenny Loggins is 72.
Oh, yes.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one. 38 days we are till Valentine's Day. Spring in 54 days, the first MLB baseball game season opener 77 days, and SEC football returns 242 days from now. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Did we, God, my head is not in the thing. Did we do this? We did the song? We did the song.
Yeah, I love the one you win.
Yeah, okay.
When you're down and confused.
I'm telling you,
Jay's
I've been confused.
Getting that age.
I have. My drive in this morning when I'm checking the stations and I get to Vault and I'm thinking, did I track this morning? Did I already track? Yeah, I tracked. Yeah, I did. I did. I
Don't
did
worry,
it.
It only gets worse.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
Some new additions to the category of cars available for under $5,000, and the one that just jumps off the page to me is a 2006 Audi A4.
Ooh.
I actually owned one of those and loved it. It's a great road car. And if it's on jackingram.com, that means the car has passed three significant tests. It's in beautiful condition, inside and out, exterior, good vehicle history, and that the engine's been vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics, so they're not reselling somebody else's troubles. $4,800 for a 2006 Audi. Spend $100 more and get a 2005 Chrysler 300 C-Base. A lot of values under five right now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 2009 Ford Focus is there, and that 2012 Suzuki SX4, a vehicle that comes highly recommended by Terry Adams. It's still on the lot for some reason. Low miles, only 104,000 miles. $4,800, and a whole bunch more that are priced between $5,000 and $10,000. But you can shop at any price range, any category, and know that with all the financing programs they have, they'll get you done at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Tip Thames and his team are awesome folks to work with. Or you can browse online at jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
A few clouds early, but it gives way to a lot of sun. Breezy, high 60. Cold tonight, low 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, nice. Low to mid 60s. We're in the upper 60s on Thursday. Dry day, clouds increase. Chance of showers but Friday night, low 70s, and then that severe weather risk that we've been telling you about, potentially significant with showers and thunderstorms and all modes of severe weather, including the threat of tornadoes on Saturday, high 76. Right now this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, and the temperature is 52 with west winds at 10. Now, 8:37.
All right, our TV chat today is about words that make us cringe, and we've got some good ones. Think about your own, and then we'll rejoin you after this break that begins with traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'll tell you, we got a lot of cars on the interstate this morning. We're seeing a lot of traffic on 65, 85 through downtown Montgomery. But everything's looking good. We don't have any accidents. And the 65, 85 Burge, folks are moving smoothly through that. We are seeing a few more cars on the boulevard this morning on Atlanta Highway, Vaughn Road. We're seeing a few more on the inbounds for Wetumpka Highway, 31 from Prattville, 231 out of Troy. But no accidents anywhere that we know of at this time. So keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Be safe. Buckle up. Don't be eating your honey bun and driving with your left knee holding your coffee. You're not going to get style points, okay? You're just not. Be safe out there. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Dozens killed, nearly 200 hurt in a stampede at the funeral procession for Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian general killed in a U.S. airstrike last week. This is crowds continue to be huge.
With estimates of a million or more people filling the streets there, the mourning accompanied by angry rhetoric, including threats to set U.S. facilities on fire, chants of death to Israel, in a vote by Iran's parliament to officially designate the U.S. military a terrorist force after the targeted killing of the former leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. And another earthquake hits Puerto Rico this morning. The 6.5 magnitude quake knocking out power across the island, including at San Juan Airport. This follows the 5.7 magnitude tremor on Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's showtime.
All right, getting ready to make our TV connection here any second now. Talking about words that make people cringe, squirm. Squirm. That's the word I don't like.
I'm looking down this list. A lot of them, the number one one is a big deal, but... Oh, living my best life? I don't know.
I found another list.
Right Way with Rising.
Since it's a new year, maybe it's a good time to reboot our vocabularies.
Lake Superior State University in Michigan just released its 45th annual list of words that need to be banished in the new year. Wow, drastic. Here are some of the words they say we should stop using or overusing in 2020. Quid pro quo, artisanal, influencer, and totes.
I just think that it's totes crazy that they make this list. They've been doing this for 45 years. Like, who collects these things?
Who pays for
this?
This is what we should stop doing.
This is research, guys. All right, let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Ryan, you went to Lake Superior State, right?
On a basketball scholarship.
That's right. Underwater basket weaving. <say that. laughs>
There's a word that... There's a word that I know a lot of people do not like.
Okay.
Moist. Nobody likes to know.
Oh, never understood that.
If that's your personal condition. People object to it. I've heard many people do this. The only time it's really a great word is when you're talking about like a Betty Crocker cake.
Right. Yeah. But if you hear
Rich and moist.
If you hear Ryan say moist and unstable, that's not a good thing. That's usually a severe weather thing.
I personally hate all the words that were invented for most of our body parts, the ones we don't talk about.
Oh.
Horrible words.
Like
it's the ones we don't talk about.
Oh. I'll tell you what. I'll give you five letters and you can play Scrabble.
No.
tell you when you're older.
But yeah. This number one here, quid pro
snipe. It,
huh? I mean that's if I hear that one more time.
It's been used a lot. Like now, I know they're delicious, but curd. Miss Muffet ate curds. And what's whey? Not as in how many pounds, but. What is W-H-E-Y?
I don't know. Fried cheese curds are fantastic.
I know. I've never tried them.
You should. They're great.
What?
Fried cheese curds? They're fantastic. Or just cheese curds in general.
I'm saying, it's just crazy to me that he's never tried them.
Oh, he's never tried them? I don't know why.
Mr. Culinary? Yeah, that's crazy.
No, I
have them at the fair.
I know.
I've never had them at the fair or anywhere else. And I don't know where you find those in the grocery store.
Where do you find whey?
Right, I guess it's in the curd section.
right next to the curds, yeah.
Sometimes words are an accurate reflection of what they're describing. Phlegm comes to mind.
Oh, phlegm.
It sounds
a lovely word.
It sounds like the condition that you have.
You got some more?
I've got to live. No, you want more? I got more.
None of them are on this list.
I don't like the word bulbous.
Bulbous?
Bulbous?
Bulbous. No.
I haven't heard
Nobody
that.
Wants a bulbous nose.
His bulbous nose.
Right, and usually a bulbous nose has little gin blossoms on it. And for those of you who are under 100 and watching today, that means somebody who drank a little bit too much ends up causing varicose veins in the nose.
Well, none of this made the list from Lake Superior State. I can tell you that. Right
I don't
now.
Want to touch anything. No. I don't want to touch anything.
We left that word in 1902.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to touch anything that's been secreted. That's on the list of objectionable words here.
You got a list in front of us here.
Dripping. Nothing.
Yeah, give us maybe...
Tripping.
A couple more words on the list there.
Wait a minute.
On his list? Or Lake Superior's list?
Slurp.
Oh, I thought that's what he was reading. I should have known that he was just taking a
Slurp.
Alternative route there.
Smear.
Smear, yeah.
Gurgle.
Nobody,
gurgle.
You don't want to touch a smear. Squirt.
Oh,
that used to be a, what was it, wasn't it, didn't Wally used to call, no, Eddie Haskell used to call
Beaver. Oh, that little squirt.
Hey, squirt. Little squirt, how you doing?
Yeah.
And jowls. I don't like jowls.
Is jowls a...
I think this is some of the best TV we've ever done.
Oh, yeah.
We're learning so much this morning.
I feel like we're like, yeah, learning all this, like,
stuff. Like stuck in Rick's brain.
When Alabama Rising goes into summer reruns, this will play.
Look.
Yeah, for sure.
In the reruns and it's canceled.
This is going to be the award show. This is going to go in the books for sure.
It's been a great career.
Yeah.
As we like to say, saved by the rap.
Exactly.
We'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
All right.
Have a lugubrious day.
And if for some reason, if after that you want to hear more
and when our mics were down, they didn't hear the reaction. Oh.
Was it that bad?
Oh, she was just being sarcastic. It was not, you know,
it's too late, she hurt me. You hurt me over there. You really hurt me. All right, got to take a quick break at 6:46. Back with the Cuban Trashy next.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle, straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
It is 6:47. The world continues to react. We spent a good part of yesterday afternoon applauding Ricky Gervais for his amazing performance. You actually watched the whole thing. We only played a clip yesterday. The more you watch it, the better it feels. Do you know who Awkwafina is?
Other than being an actress and winning.
What a dumb
last
name.
Night.
Is that a water? It's a marketed water.
There is a marketed water. And in fact, the Awkwafina people have reached out to Awkwafina, the actress, offering free water. even though they're not spelled the same. I think maybe I'll go with Greg Perrier or something. Myself, that touch class.
Perrier.
Aquafina.
What was Perrier? Well, I don't think. Was that just carbonated water? What was that? Fizzy water?
It was the first.
Was it just regular?
It was regular water. But Michael Jackson used to take baths in Perrier water.
Didn't it come? I couldn't afford Perrier even when I was making big money, so I bathed in Sipho Seltzer.
I don't know what that is either.
That was around in the 80s. They ran commercials on our station, and the guy that cut the spot for them called it Sipho Seltzer.
Yes.
Sounded like something you'd wipe out a venereal problem with.
gurgle with it because it's moist.
Love some Sipho Seltzer.
Yeah. Secretion.
Brad Pitt, and by the way, his facial reaction along with Tom Hanks and some of the others at the Golden Globes was just hilarious. He calls his personal life a disaster. He still gets hounded by the paparazzi after all these years. He thinks it's because he just can't get his stuff together. He and Leonardo DiCaprio are on the latest episode of Mark Maron's WTF. What the Fork podcast, and Leo said he first realized he was famous when he did Titanic and the press started to follow him around. Then Leo said it doesn't happen as much anymore, but Brad got triggered. He said, I'm a little disgruntled with you. I'm just like trash mag fodder. That's true. Anytime you're looking at the magazine rack, the tabloids, the grocery store, there's Brad doing or being accused of something. He does have ways to avoid the paparazzi. I've got some good getaways that I will not reveal because they're still in play. Too bad. So sad. What a price to pay for all the money that you make. I'm going to save this for animal stories. All right. We have a whole bunch of good ones coming up.
Mm-hmm.
In a much more serious situation, Harvey Weinstein's criminal trial kicked off in New York, but across the country in L.A., prosecutors are piling on. They just charged him with two more rapes of two different women on consecutive days in 2013. And the list of charges that he's facing in New York is so disgusting, I'm not going to read it. I watched a little bit of Surviving R. Kelly. It was on Reels Network. And calls to helplines for women who are abused by men and don't know what to do about it went up 40% after that ran.
Well, that's a positive thing.
You mentioned Saved by the Bell, right?
Yeah.
Screech's
birthday.
That's right. A transgender actress will play Jesse and Slater's daughter in the Saved by the Bell reboot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we all remember that one.
Well, they never had a daughter in the show, so. Oh. But they had a relationship. As far as I remember, God. I have no desire to have... I have no interest in Saved by the Bell.
No.
Whatsoever.
No whatsoever.
Y'all know Gwyneth Paltrow. Y'all heard about Goop, right?
Goop.
What happened?
Have some Goop.
What happened?
That's another word.
Goop. Rhymes with. She is running a trailer. Hey, you're really getting your money's worth for a Netflix show called The Goop Lab, which will explore wellness topics including exorcisms, psychedelic drugs, psychic mediums, and, of course, the Big O.
Well, that's
mainstream. We're not talking about Obama.
That's mainstream.
A little bit later, I think I have the audio clip, Seven Mistakes That Were Not Edited Out of Famous Songs. Okay, I can see.
Well, no, I was thinking of one. You remember a song by Brothers Johnson called Strawberry Letter?
23.
That's a great song. It's labeled wrong.
This is one of the more famous ones, and having played it a zillion times on oldie stations.
Wrong date.
I saw her again last night.
Yeah.
And because it was edited incorrectly, but the mistake sounded good, so they left it in.
Oh, here's where he goes, I saw her again.
Yeah, here's a free sample.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a few more of these, too.
Hmm. That's interesting. So that was not intended.
I hear from I Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. Right. David Gilmour coughs, and he can be heard breathing right before the main guitar comes in. He said.
But in a Pink Floyd song, you never knew if that was planned or not planned.
That had a very positive effect on him. When he heard the cough on the replay, he quit smoking cold turkey the next day.
Is that right?
Yep. Huh. There's a bunch of those. If we have time between 8 and 9, we can do them then. Lizzo taking a break from Twitter. Too many trolls. Colin Farrell will join the cast of, now they're calling it The Batman.
Yep.
Rumor is he's going to be the Penguin.
No, that's confirmed. Yeah, it is. No rumor.
When is that one coming out?
I don't know. They're still in the process of casting, so they haven't started filming anything.
He's going to be the Penguin?
Well,
in the
well, yeah.
The Batman. Are you familiar with the New Mutants?
Both comics and film, yes. This is a movie that has been trying to come out for the past 3 years. Or 4 or 5, I don't know. It's been a long time in production.
It's coming out April 3rd.
Right.
But it's a Marvel movie, so I figure you would know.
It's been trying to come out for a very long time.
Vanna White continues hosting Wheel of Fortune. Pat Sajak's daughter will be turning the letters.
Oh, really?
Isn't that exciting?
Huh.
All right. That is your cheap and trashy. When you partner up with Don Duncan, boy, they sure make it convenient. The number one excuse people don't get work done in their cars. I don't have the time to stop somewhere and wait for it to get fixed. Well, I mean, they can do that pit crew type of service for you at Don Duncan. Doesn't take long. They have nice waiting rooms at all three locations. But if you need to move on to your next destination, drop your car off and they'll take you where you need to go. To your job, back to your house, pick you up later. In other words, you don't have to inconvenience anyone else. They're happy to accommodate your service any way they can. At all three Don Duncan locations where true wholesale pricing on tires still lives, the locations are on Millbrook, Highways 14, right behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Next hour, Random Facts with Jay Scott, followed by a $10 food out of pop quiz. If you guys like the sirloin this morning, man, their meat is excellent.
Great.
At $3.73 a pound, this is the last day to go and get it at food outlet locations in Montgomery, Prattville, and, of course, the preferred community. 6:56.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic as we head towards 7 a.m. We're seeing more cars on the road in Montgomery. Beginning to stack up a bit at the lights on the boulevard. We're seeing a little congestion at the major intersections on the boulevard, like Troy Highway, I-85, Wetumpka Highway. Still overall light to moderate traffic around Montgomery. I-65 and 85 very busy this morning. No issues, though, on 65 or 85. A speed limit merge at the 65-85 interchange. We've got no reported accidents anywhere that we know of at this time. Use caution, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
15033.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you concerned about your future? Concerned about your savings? Well, we're here to help. We're Sunset Financial. Our advisors are retired seniors who have the perfect advice to make sure you have money later in life.
Well, I can tell by looking at both of you why you've got money problems. Too many tattoos up and down your arms and legs. Look at mine, USMC. It only takes one tattoo to define yourself. You better get your act together, Mr. and Missy.
Sunset Financial.
You have enough tattoos.
You better get your act together, Mr. and Missy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A stampede kills at least 32 mourners in Iran at the funeral procession for the general who died in a U.S. drone strike. This as Iran designates the U.S. military a terrorist organization.
President Trump has...